Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hiawatha. What do you got there?
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
You guys better be good to me.
Mm-hmm. When are we never good to you?
I have your paychecks, Nathan and Steven. So yeah. I can do...
Do I have one or two?
Rip them right in half. I only see one right here. Mm.
Erroneous.
Can't wait to get that thing so I can turn around and give it to other people.
Right.
Hey, give to get.
That's
Nate.
Right.
Give to get.
That's life.
Let's hear from Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I am good. Steven, Nate, Jake, how are you all this morning?
Eating chicken from Stroud's?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's killing me.
Yep. Yes.
Get Federals, too?
Yep.
Yep. Mashed potatoes.
Haven't even thought about that yet, though.
Gravy.
Do you think Chris Jones will play on Sunday?
I think so.
Oh.
I mean, we will see, but, I mean, it was close enough on Sunday that they gave it a go to try to see how he was doing, but I think he plays on Sunday.
If he doesn't play, how big of a loss is that in this matchup against the Titans?
Well, I mean, it's a loss. I mean, you look back at that Week 10 game, and, you know, that was one of Chris Jones' best games of the season. Right? He had 8 tackles, a couple of sacks. He was a force in that game. And, you know, and the Chiefs, for whatever score that showed at the end, you know, Chiefs should have won that game. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. I mean, the only thing that really stopped them in that game was that they weren't scoring in the red zone. And, you know, if they're doing that now. So, Chris Jones was a real force in that game, and he's definitely going to be a force in trying to collapse that middle interior part of the line, and that's key is slowing down Derrick Henry. So now the Chiefs have shown, can they win without Chris Jones? Yes, but it's a whole lot easier to win when you got him in there.
What other lessons can we take from that game? And do you think the Chiefs took a lot of lessons from that game? They haven't lost since that game against the Titans in the regular season.
Yeah, it certainly seems to be like a catalyst event because things have been totally different since then. And like we said, I mean, that game might have been even the beginning of it because that was a winnable game. I mean, the Chiefs, the offense was unstoppable in that game. And the only thing that really beat them were maybe a couple of fluky plays. You had the blocked field goal was an issue. The defensive touchdown changed things. I think overall, I mean, you look at the numbers and the stats from that game, and the Chiefs significantly outplayed the Titans. And I think it actually continues in that stretch of games where you say, okay, this is where the Chiefs really turned it on. And I think there's a lot of, you know, coincidences in there. I mean, that's when they kind of started figuring out their personnel situation. That's when they got Frank Clark back and seemed to be healthy. A lot of things seem to kick in right then. So I kind of include that game as far as that last 6 games of the season when this Chiefs team was really on a roll.
So Mike Pinnell was not active in that game against Tennessee. Joey Ivey was. And now Mike Pinnell has become a good part of that defensive line rotation. I've been impressed with him, with the way he's played. How much of a difference? He's not going to get a bunch of headlines. You know, he doesn't get to the quarterback, but it looks like he's a good part of that defensive line that can help have a better showing against Derrick Henry. I think he's been part of the improved run defense. What about Mike Pinnell, who was inactive the first time around? Now he'll be on the field on Sunday.
Yeah, I was really stunned at that game that he was not active because at that point, you know, he really started to show that I think it's some limited snaps even just that he was a force against the run and that's really his strength. And I think you've seen that several times, you know, this last half of the season that, you know, he is probably one of the better run defenders on this team. And they've really found a good rotation. I mean, Brendan Daly has really seemed to stumble on a really good rotation with that entire group. And considering the injuries that he has had to deal with, I think that's even more impressive. I mean, he's had to deal with a lot of different personnel changes. Bringing new guys in the middle of the season is never easy. And he's made it work. And, you know, and looking at a guy like Mike Pinnell, I mean, he's a journeyman who's always kind of bounced around a little bit. And yet now here he is coming into a team midseason and finding a very valuable role. So I think he's key. I mean, I fully expect that he's going to play on Sunday a stunner if he didn't, if he's healthy. And, yeah, I mean, if you've got him and Chris Jones inside, I think that's a really good duo to have when you're trying to slow down Henry.
On the injury front as well, do we have any reason to believe that Kelsey's hamstring or knee will be a lingering issue this week?
I don't think so. I mean, I think probably your only real concern coming out of Sunday is, you know, sometimes with injuries, once the injury model wears off, the next couple of days, things are a little bit tougher. Yeah, I think with a couple of days off coming into the day, that's got to help. The knee bruise doesn't seem to be too much of an issue, and Andy Reid doesn't seem to be too concerned about anything on Monday. Even if Kelsey is limited this week at practice, certainly even today, I don't take it as a warning sign of any sort. Probably more of a concern if it just doesn't practice at all. But no, I think it looks like he will play some heck of high water.
And look, lost in that in the fact that the Chiefs lost the game. I mean, Mahomes was 36 of 50 for 446, three touchdowns, no picks. Tyreek Hill, 11 for 157 and a touchdown. Kelsey, 7 for 75 and a touchdown. Mecole Hardman had a 63-yard catch for a touchdown. Demarcus Robinson was 4 for 56. Damian Williams had 19 carries for 77 yards. The Chiefs moved the ball at will against the Titans, but like you said, the problem was red zone efficiency and then also special teams coming back to bite them late. But, I mean, there's every reason to believe that the Chiefs' offense is just going to pick up right where they left off, not only in that game, but in the game that we just saw against the Houston Texans. But the difference is they were much better against the red zone. That has to continue on Sunday, but there's every reason to believe it will. Right, Matt?
Yeah. And, you know, and the other thing about that game, the Chiefs had the ball for almost 38 minutes in that game. And I know, and there's a lot of arguments to the whole point of, you know, time of possession doesn't mean anything. And my philosophy is, well, it doesn't mean anything until it does. And for teams this year that have controlled the ball for more than 37 minutes, I believe their record is 26-2-1. And only one of those two losses is the Chiefs. Yeah, I think they also had six field goal tries in that game. You can't do that. I mean, if you're moving the ball that efficiently, you got to be able to punch it in. I mean, that's a game where if the Chiefs offense that we have seen maybe the last month, and we're in that Tennessee game back in week 10, probably score 50. I mean, they were moving the ball just that well. And remember, that was with the Mahomes, who were still really nursing that knee. The ankle was probably bothering him still a little bit. That was, and just watching him moving around in that game, there's no way he was fully healthy. I mean, that was, he was still just throwing off, playing on one leg. So the way this offense is moving right now and with the success that they had, yeah, I mean, I think they've got to pick up right where they left off. And I think that's key, because even though the Titans hung in that game and they came back, this is not a big comeback team. If the Chiefs jump out to an early lead, especially the way that this defense is playing right now, that should be able to enough to put it away.
You know, the other big key for me, as we talked to Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com, is the fact that Mahomes had just come back from injury in that game. He didn't have any carries at all. In this past game against Houston, that was a huge part of his ability to really be a threat against the Houston Texans, not only with his arm, his legs were a big part of it. And he was able to make them pay with his legs. And so when you add that facet to Patrick Mahomes, and not only when he's running the football, think about those touchdown passes around the goal line when he was rolling out, when he was using his mobility, throwing on the run, and threading a needle. The fact that leg looks healthy, that's a big difference between, and not that they had any problems moving the football, but that could be a big difference once again in the red zone, because his mobility was really what allowed the Chiefs to score touchdowns instead of field goals on Sunday against the Texans.
Yeah, and you look at a couple of those plays, especially the touchdown, the Kelsey, you know, they got six Texans surrounding them, and somehow those two connect for it and make the connection there. Yeah, that's absolutely key. I mean, and you're right. I mean, the entire game plan for that Titans game the first time around was all about keeping Mahomes in the pocket. They even did a little bit of trying to move the pocket naturally, just so that when he did go on the move, it was blocked out. It wasn't just him scrambling. And I think he had an interception that game too that was also kind of a result of that. You know, they kind of made the pocket on him a little bit. Maybe he wasn't comfortable. So yeah, you look at those numbers. What I think he said 36-50. I mean, those are good numbers, but you know, Mahomes is usually a little bit more efficient than that. And yet, I mean, those were ridiculous numbers. But you also had it too. Damian Williams being healthy, and he did play, I believe, in that Titans game. And I think he did play pretty well. But once again, that was part of the season where he still wasn't 100%. Now you're seeing what happens when you've got Damian Williams, who looks like he now is back fully healthy, and having that threat out of the backfield, it just makes that red zone offense even more efficient and more deadly. And that's also, I think, going to be another big difference from what this team had back in November.
You know, and the other thing that I like about this matchup, and yes, he's played well, and he's been an upgrade over Marcus Mariota, but when you consider the possible quarterbacks that we thought the Chiefs would have to go through to get to the Super Bowl, I mean, I'm sorry, sign me up for Ryan Tannehill all day long. I mean, you know, of course, last year they had to go through Andrew Luck and then Tom Brady. They've already gone through Deshaun Watson. I get it. Tannehill's been good, but I mean, if you'd have told me like after this game in the regular season, yeah, they just lost, but that's the team they're going to have to beat to get to the Super Bowl. Sign me up. I mean, you're not going to play the Bengals. I mean, you can't play a bad team. You're going to play a good team that's hot, that's coming off, you know, big wins, but. Considering the other options, give me this option. I mean, I'm thrilled with this, and Tannehill's going to have to make some plays, and I'm still not sure that he's going to be able to do it on this stage in the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium.
Exactly. I mean, and this is the team that thought they were probably going to have to go through Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson on the road to try and get to the Super Bowl, and now you get to go through Ryan Tannehill. I mean, it's a dream come true. But, you know, I go back to the old expression I've heard all my life, you know, it's when God wishes to punish you, he answers your prayers. Yeah, I mean, they can't go into this game just expecting to win. I mean, you know, Tannehill is not the kind of guy who's going to put a team on its back, go out there and throw for 350 yards and salvage the team most of the time. Now, he played really clutch, had a couple of really good drives in that November game, especially there at the end to put it away. But, you know, that's not what Ryan Tannehill is. But the Ryan Tannehill that we've seen in the playoffs, I mean, the Titans have absolutely nothing to do with putting the ball in his hands. I mean, they're going to live and die by Derrick Henry. The problem is that, like, you know, I think one of the biggest plays in that Ravens game, though, was the play action on the deep pass for the touchdown. That's what you got to be afraid of. You can't just be so concerned about Derrick Henry that you're packing the box. And then all of a sudden you let Ryan Tannehill get a free shot downfield because he's enough of a veteran that he's going to take advantage of that. But, you know, yeah, I mean, if the Chiefs can put this game into the hands of Ryan Tannehill, that's what they want. They want to get it in his hands or out of the hands of Derrick Henry.
So what about, we talk about the quarterback matchup, but what about the head coaching matchup? Because Mike Vrabel's in his second season with the Titans. Both years they went 9-7. So I don't know that we have enough of a track record to say this guy is going to be a great coach or not, but he has taken down two Super Bowl champion coaches in the first two rounds of the playoffs this year. How good of a coach do we think Mike Vrabel is at this point in his career?
I think you get it. So just to get his team to this point and the way they've progressed the last couple of seasons, that he's a pretty good coach. I mean, yeah, you can say what you will about the Belichick tree and that his disciples have not had a lot of success, but Vrabel might be a little bit different because, you know, he never really worked on the coaching staff with the Patriots. I mean, yes, he was a player, but he's a little bit different in that regard. He's got some different experiences. But the thing that stands out to me about Vrabel and his playoff run is that he's just not going to stand by and try and go mono a mono with anybody. He's willing to take chances and take some risks. And that's what underdogs have to do in the playoffs. And if they hit on them, then that's a problem. So I think that's the scariest thing about this Titans team is that they're playing with house money. They've got no problems taking some chances. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe we did see another, you know, fake on special teams. They're going to take some shots. I mean, this is a team that's got nothing to lose, and Mike Vrabel has shown that he's got the He's got the stones to go ahead and make those calls.
Who's going to return punts for the Chiefs?
That's a really good question. I mean, we saw Tyreek Hill back there, and he did have the one muff. I still think that they trust Hill more than anybody, but I don't see any problems with having Hartman back there. I mean, the only thing I can think of that, you know, really why we didn't see Hartman is just the ball security, but Hill had the little problem. Now, I think that's the fluke. I mean, you're just not going to see Tyreek Hill muff that many punts, so it wouldn't surprise me to see him back there, but I wouldn't worry me to have Mecole Hardman in there.
Was he back there because they felt like they needed a spark and they were desperate, or was this the plan all along that, hey, let's not get him hit too many times in the regular season because of his workload, but then in the postseason, you know, we take the reins off?
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear that from Dave Tobe on Thursday to find out, because I think that you're right. I mean, I think it was the spark that they were looking for. They've made it pretty clear all along that, you know, hey, you know, we're only going to put maybe Tyreek back there when that they do need the home run, that they need the big play, they need something to happen. And with that particular, I mean, with the where that ball was placed and trying to make a catch, I mean, that was, and where he was on the field, that was absolutely trying to make a play. I mean, there's no other way around it. So I think you got to think that was the logic behind it, which is why I think there's a pretty good chance, you know, unless the Chiefs get down this week, you're going to see Hardman back there.
How do you think this thing's going to play out on Sunday?
Chiefs are a better team. I mean, I think that, you know, despite that Week 10 game and the way it played out, I mean, I think the Chiefs are the better team. And even as hot as the Titans have been the last 3 weeks, I still think that the Chiefs are a better team, and especially the way they played this Sunday. I mean, Derrick Henry, I think, is going to get his yards. You just have to make sure that he doesn't beat you too badly. But this offense, I don't know if it can be stopped right now. Titans are going to have to try and slow this game down. They can't get into a shootout. I mean, even though they did it against the Ravens a little bit, this is not a Titans team that consistently can beat a team like Kansas City if the game gets to the 30s or 40s. They got to keep it slow down, but I think the Chiefs win, and pretty handily. I'm going to go 31-17.
31-17, says Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com. All right, Matt. I expect plenty of coverage from you, and then we'll see you out there tomorrow out at Arrowhead as we count down to the AFC Championship game on Sunday.
I cannot wait to see you guys out here.
Thank you, Matt. That's Matt Derrick from ChiefsDigest.com. Also writes for 810WHB.com. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810WHB.